Welcome to another life-changing message preached live at Hope City Church. We hope you'll be encouraged and inspired by God's word to live your best life yet. So get ready to hear from God as you enjoy the message.
Oh, you know, maybe you don't even know Jesus Christ today. You've come in with a friend, you're questioning, you found out about it. I don't know. But you're here you put one foot in front of the other on the journey of God. And I think that's Dave and Jenny's story, is just to be relentlessly people that say yes to God. And I think that's why me and Lisa feel so at home as part of Hope City, because that was our journey that brought us along to Hope City. It's almost like becoming hard-hearted, but in the right way. And I think for all of us, God wants us to become hard-hearted, but in the right way. Hard-hearted where yes, God becomes the default setting of our lives. Not, oh, I don't know, oh, I'm going to struggle with that, I don't know. But that actually... So for me and Lisa, when it was said, hey, when Dave and Jenny said, hey, do you want to go to Liverpool? Yeah, to Liverpool. It wasn't like a big fight, because the way that we try and live our lives is our foot is already moving forward to the next step that God has for us. And so when the opportunity of God comes along, there seems to be a default setting that goes, yes, Lord. And then afterwards we think, oh my goodness, what have we just said? You know, and I think that's the way for most of our lives. We say, yes, Lord. And then we think, what have I just said? We come into church and we sing, God, I surrender to you. And then he says, okay, well, how about this then? And then we go, oh my goodness, what have I said? But I think your heart is to say yes to Jesus Christ. I think it is. Hope City Church. Let me give you a couple of scriptures, okay? This is from Genesis chapter 12, and I'm going to give you verse 1 and 2. This should come up on the screen, or you can turn in your Bible. It says, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. That's a good promise, isn't it? It's a good promise. And turn as well. I'll just give you both my scriptures and then I'll talk about it for a few minutes. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 4 and 5 says, as you come to him, as you, church, come to him, come to Jesus Christ. You're a living stone. He's a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. God has a promise for us of who we will be in our world, a promise to be a blessing, a promise even to make our name great, which I'll come back to, and he has a promise of building with our lives what is essentially the temple of God, the place of the presence of God in the earth. Oh, whoa, that's a little bit big. That's large. How many of you think that's large? I think that's large. And here's a couple of things, right, from those verses. He said to Abraham, go from your country to the land that I will show you. And I was thinking about that, and that for us, this is the land that God's shown us. You know, go from where you are to where God wants you to be. That's the best place for you to be, is to be in the place God wants you to be, the place that your yes, Lord, has sent you. Not the place your no, Lord, I don't want that, Lord, I'm not sure, Lord, sends you, but the place that your yes, God, has sent you. If you're a student, then maybe you've been saying, yes, God, I want to be this, and I want to serve you in this area. I want to serve you with my gifting. And God's opened up a doorway to this city. This is where your yes, Lord, has brought you. But like Lisa said, and she read out from my Instagram, it's a bit cheeky, checking on my Facebook. But you know, this city has become our home. The journey of God for our lives has brought us to this place. So we ain't squirming, thinking I'd rather be somewhere else. We ain't thinking, well, we'll get a leg up the pastoral career ladder, right? Or we're just passing through. We're here to see God change lives, change families, impact a city, see people's lives transformed to such a point that they take hold of the things that God has for them and go and do greater things than me and Lisa will ever achieve. That's why we love the depth of and breadth of ages and generations in the house. We love that there are older people. You know, the older you are, you're a leader in the house. Let me say to people older than me, I'm not telling you how old I am, right? You are a leader in the house. It doesn't matter if you have a title or a recognized position. You're a leader in the house because you've been through some stuff, you've reached some point, and this is time to lead, to set the tone, to encourage, to be people of faith, to believe again, to dream again. You know, and I love that we've got younger people, because I'm believing for the guys that are younger than us, that are coming after us, that they will see more than we've ever seen. They'll go further than we've ever gone, and they'll get there quicker. I say about some of our guys, when I look back, when I was their age, I go, well, I would never have done the things they've done. I never believed, you know, what they believed. I would never have been, I would never have believed God like Beth Dawson believes God, you know, in her life right now, you know. I was nowhere near for years, right? So Beth, you got years on me. You got years on Lisa. Okay, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let circumstances tell you otherwise. Don't let, you know, just your head tell you otherwise. You know, you're advancing in the things of God, right? And you hold on and keep going, and you will see more than me and Lisa see, but as is relevant to the call of God on your life. So please, you know, just hold in there. God is doing incredible things in your life. Incredible things. Give God a round of applause. Give Beth a round of applause. You might not originally be from here, but you're here now. And as many people, someone was saying to me the other day, they said, it's amazing how many people like in Hope City Church weren't from Liverpool in the first place, but we're here and we're called here to love here and to make a difference here and to build church here. God calls us to love this city because we know the people of Liverpool love Liverpool. So you can't be here if you don't love Liverpool. You can't be part of seeing what God wants to do unless you love Liverpool. But God puts the love of God in your heart for the people and the place that you are. And I want to see that happen in your life. And when you go where God wants you, you sometimes have to leave behind stuff. Abraham had to leave behind some things, some familiarity, some culture, some family, some relatives. He had to leave it behind to embrace what God had put in front of him, to become an inhabitant of a new land and a new place, and to set a new culture in that place. And me and Lisa have had to leave behind things, even to come to Liverpool. We've had to leave behind some relationships to a large extent, and some things we were doing and some things we were believing in that place, to embrace a new land and embrace a new country. And for some of us, maybe there are things that we need to leave behind this year. There are some things we need to leave behind to step into what God has for us. I love the word reinvention that Pastor Dave brought up. It is time for many of us for a reinvention of our lives, to leave behind some things of yesterday, to leave behind in order to be outrageous in confidence, to reinvent yourself. Even that there's maybe a new era of allowing yourself to make some mistakes, because some of us have got, you know, tied up and withheld in our lives because we've made some mistakes and some things haven't worked out. So it kind of causes us to kind of clam up. It causes us to close up. And God's saying, no, this is time to refresh yourself and enter a new phase of faith, a new phase of stepping out, a new phase of believing God. You got to leave behind disappointment. Maybe you got to leave behind a sense of, oh, I'm missing out at the moment. I've passed it. You've got to leave that behind. You got to leave behind your guilt and your shame. You've got to leave behind over-celebrating the past. You've got to leave behind the right to be offended, to enter into and step into the fresh things that God has for you in your life, to embrace the new land of faith, the new land of fun. I like fun church. Fun church, fun life. Who wants boring church? Anyone want dull church? No. Fun, not for the sake of it, but out of a passion for life and for God. Let's live this life that God has given us to make a difference in a world that needs hope, needs lightness, needs to know there's a way through, there's an answer. He says, I'll make your name great so that you'll be a blessing. Do you know, God is in the habit of making people's names great. It almost sounds ungodly. Right, because we just want to make Jesus' name great. So we say, no, I don't want my name to be great. Well, no, we don't just want our names to be great. We don't want, you know, Dave Stoner, your name will be up in lights. I don't want my name up in lights, right? But I have a feeling that what God wants to do is to raise you up in your world, is to raise you up in your sphere of influence. Because if you are a blessing in your world, and a big part of our vision is that we become world changers. Not that we just create a service, but that you and me become world changers. That doesn't mean you have to have a worldwide platform, but that you just step onto the platform of your own sphere of influence, the platform that you live and operate in when you go out of this place, when you live Monday to Friday, whether that is university or that's work or that's your neighborhood or whatever it is, you step onto your platform. May I encourage you to step onto the platform. So don't step off the platform of the opportunity that there is around your world. Because if you are a blessing in the place where you live and breathe and have your existence, then your name will become great. Because they'll say, wow, what a blessing. Wow, what a great friend. Wow, what a great story. Have you heard their story about they were going through that, and have you seen how they overcame it? Have you seen it was like, oh gosh, I can relate to that. Your name will be lifted up. We don't want our names lifted up because we think, oh gosh, aren't we doing great things? But I want your name to be lifted up in your sphere of influence. God says, I'll make your name great. I'll lift you up. That's part of your reinvention, to believe that. To believe that for your life. To embrace friendship around your world, take people for food, all those stuff, those things we've talked about, but to reinvent your vision for your personal world. Would you do that? Would you do that? Because I've got a dream of this place growing, like at a faster rate than Hope City Church in Liverpool has ever seen. And I think we've got to take hold of what we're talking about, what Dave and Jen are talking about, and then we can see it. It only happens if we take hold of what God puts in front of us. Reinvent your vision for your personal world. Be deliberate about it. And the last thing is really from that second scripture from Peter about being a temple, is, and Lisa's mentioned it, that really in my heart and our hearts as a team is to build and create irresistible. Say irresistible. Just so I know you're still there with me. Irresistible environments of the presence of God. Because we're contemporary church, right? We're 100% 2014. Gosh, song two today, the second song we sung today, if you had any doubt that we were living in 2014, when the band cranked out the second song today, and Beth's like, I'm like, well, we're in 2014, people, whether you like it or not, right? And I'm loving it. I'm like, gosh, I'm dancing, and I'm not having to think, oh, well, we better dance for this one because that's appropriate. I'm just like, I gotta dance to this one. And if your feet are anchored to the floor, I think you've got to step into 2014. And loosen, just loosen the muscles and the legs as far as you possibly can, right? And if you can't move too much, just shake something. I don't know, just something, and that'll be good. And I don't know what I'm talking about, but in the midst of this, why that we would have an irresistible, a drawing towards presence of God. We ain't just singing the songs. We believe God. We're pressing in to Him. We're celebrating Him, even in the words and in every aspect. Amongst the children, all generations, we want an environment where there is the presence of God, not some kind of just a holy hush, but a holy hush is good sometimes, but just a sense of God is involved. He is present. May He be present in your world because you're there. We want the presence of God. I can see it because Jesus Christ has made the way for us to come to the very throne of our Heavenly Father. The doors of heaven are open. Hope City Church, the doors of heaven are open. Not because we're here, but because Jesus Christ got them flung open through His sacrifice. It said, come on in. Let me read you something. I've never stood up in front of a group of people and said, hey, I had a prophecy given to me a little while ago, right? And just shared prophecy. I'm the sort of person that said, I'll just hide that in my heart, you know, like Mary, just hide it in my heart, right? But at the, what conference was it? Whitefields Conference. And Pastor Phil Pringle was there, and as Hope City Church, we're one church all over the place, but we're also connected to C3, the C3 network, 350 churches across the world. And the head of which is Phil Pringle, and he was in town, and he was prophesying and speaking some stuff. And me and Lisa had some different words, but he spoke something over me that I just want to share with you, because this is for us, right? This is about the spirit of this house. And I just thought, well, let's read it. And actually, let's get, where's Phil? Where's the band? Who's playing? Who's playing? Because we just got to go into a little bit of a moment right now, right? So Phil, run. Let's see Phil run. Run, Phil, run. Well, that's more of a, I don't know. There it is. Oh, praise God, he made it. Dangerous. Band, you can, I don't know, just sit there a second. If you're there, Steve. It's all right, everyone's moving. Oh, it's good. And, you ready? Just play guitar. Just play guitar. Play guitar. It's all right. Just create a little moment here, right? It's just nothing manufactured, or obviously. But I thought, well, this is for us, right? And I've sort of saved it since the conference. Thought Vision Sunday's a good day, just to share this, right? And Phil will catch up with me in a moment, right? But Phil, he got me and Lisa up, and he spoke this. And as I was thinking about, I've been thinking about the presence of God, environment of the presence of God. And then I came back to this, and a couple of things stood out to me in light of that. But Phil says, you know, the measure of the anointing, you can't rely on anything but what this is, this anointing. As you rely on this anointing, and I'm speaking this over our church, as you rely on this anointing and this oil, you'll talk to business people who are stressed, and you'll bring them peace. You'll bring them peace through the presence of the Lord. See why it stood out to me as I went back over this. As you pray for them, I'll not let you down. I'll be there with you. And as you bring good news into people's lives, you'll be tempted to warn them and to bring something negative. Well, let it come later. Bring them good news. Bring this city good news. Bring your world good news. It needs it. Open their hearts to the gospel. By my spirit, I'll bring peace to where there is strife. You'll bring the Prince of Peace into family strife, family difficulties, families that have been torn apart, divorced parents. You'll meet with them and you'll talk with them, and hearts will melt. And you'll bring the vision of restored marriages and restored families. Don't try to reach people who are easy to reach. Reach the people who are in trouble. You have hearts that are broken. People are ready for good news. In the name of Jesus, I'll make these arms long. They'll reach people who are far off from God. I will take you through experiences that will help you empathize and understand the way of the lost. I'll make the words of your mouth, Hope City Church. I'll make the words of your mouth like hooks in their heart, and you will draw them into the kingdom of God. I almost think we don't need more vision than that. Because I'm like, well, gosh, what a great word. But I know that is a word for us, for this house. There's a reinvention going on across our church. And there's a reinvention for Liverpool. And there's a reinvention for your life. And I want to believe that in this phase of our lives, we take the presence of God. We wouldn't just create it in a meeting, but we would take it into our world in very real ways. I even think, you know, coming to a hotel for us is, it's prophetic of that reinvention. It's prophetic of this is pioneer time for us as a church. I think me and Lisa had to bring it here. We had to. Because this is reinvention time for all of us, for our congregation. I believe that we, even in this, even maybe even in this building, that we'll become stronger than we've ever become. the Liverpool Hope City Church will become stronger than we've ever become. While we're in a pioneer mode, we'll become stronger than we've ever become. I'm believing and I'm planning. We're believing and we're planning for 200 people over the next 12 months. We're 100 or so on a Sunday. And I said, well, you know what? For our lives, you've got to pray big and then plan as though God is going to answer your prayers. But I think there's something in the house that flows on from previous days and what we've sown in already, that there's something there. There's a strength in this house. There's a spirit in this house. And so it's not like we're having to try hard. It's just that we keep putting one foot in front of the other, and God will do what he wants to do. Let's stand together, shall we?
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life through this ministry. If you've got a story to share, email us at mybestlife@hopecitychurch.tv. And why not join us this weekend for one of our weekend services? For details of a service near you or for more information about Hope City Church, visit us online at hopecitychurch.tv. See you next time.